早间在这里和弟兄姐妹分享从吃奶到吃干粮。
This morning, I'd like to share with you the topic from living on milk to be able to eat solid food.
我们一起来读希伯来书第五章十二节到第十四节。
Let us read together Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 to 14.
看你们学习的功夫本该做师傅，谁知还得有人将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们。并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人，凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩，唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练的通达，就能分辨好歹了。
In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, You need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil.
这段经节的里面呢，我们看见有两种的对比。
And in this passage, you see there are two sets of comparisons.
他讲到吃奶的，还有吃干粮的。
One set is living on milk and eat solid food.
那另外一个讲到是婴孩，还有是成人。
And the other set is infant versus the mature.
但是我们从圣经里面，我们认识到说，他有一个心意。
And in this passage, we see God's heart.
从吃奶的，然后到吃干粮的。
From living on milk to eating solid food.
圣经当中有好多，我们说它是用比喻的方式来让我们认识神的心意。
And many times, the Bible helps us to understand better God's heart by using comparisons.
我们首先呢，要来看见圣经当中有告诉我们要爱慕那一个纯净的灵奶。
And you know, in the passage, other places says you need to crave for pure spiritual milk.
要爱慕灵奶。
Crave for pure spiritual milk.
但是呢，我们又不能只是吃奶。
Yeah, on the other hand, you cannot just always be fed on milk.
所以我们第一个先来一起读一下彼得前书第二章第二节和第三节。
So let's read 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2.
就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。
Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good.
奶是生命开始时候最基本需要的养分。
Milk is the most fundamental nutrient a person needs when they start their life.
母亲消化以后所产生出来的。
And it's generated through mother's digestion process.
我们看见在圣经告诉我们要爱慕那纯净的灵奶。
And the Bible tells us to crave for pure spiritual milk.
像婴孩，他们有一个需要，所以他很自然的会爱慕那个奶。
Just like any newborn babe, there's a need for nutrients, so he or she will crave for mother's milk.
纯净的灵奶，它原来的意思呢，也讲到是化奶。
That pure spiritual milk has another translation, which means the pure milk of the word.
是讲到在神话语当中，我们得着的那个生命，那个滋润。
Means that anointment, the life we receive through the word of God.
所以我们里面有一个深的渴慕。
Therefore, we need to crave for that.
来到神话语的面前。
When we come to the word of God.
主的话就是灵，就是生命。
And the Lord said his word is spirit and life.
我们需要得着主话语的供应。
And we need to be fed on the word of the Lord.
所以我们里面求主给我们一个更深的渴慕。
Therefore, we need to have a deep longing from within.
像婴孩爱慕奶那样的。
The same way like an infant crave for the mother's milk.
我们爱慕灵奶。
We crave for the spiritual milk.
弟兄姐妹，无论我们得救了多久。
It doesn't matter how long we have been saved.
我们都需要有这样的一个爱慕。
We know all need to have this kind of craving.
那么单纯，那么需要的那个带着饥渴，我们就来到神的面前。
And very simple, with a strong desire and appetite, we come to the Lord.
哦，我们知道这是神的话。
Knowing that this is the word of God.
我们能够将神的话当作食物吃了。
And we can eat it just like food.
那它是一个话中的那个奶，表示那生命的供应。
And this is the milk of the word, means it's the provision for my life.
哦，这是我们一生都需要的。
And we need it for the entire life.
他讲到是纯净的灵奶。
Here says the pure spiritual milk.
所以孩子们他们在发育的过程中
，As children are growing up.
他们非常需要得着的是非常纯净的。
And what they need to have is something very pure.
2008年的时候，我们都知道曾发生过毒奶的事件。
And we all have, if we all remember back in 2008, the news regarding the poison milk.
那很多这些不法的商人呢，他们把一些工业的材料放到奶粉的里面。
A lot of ruthless merchants, they actually put industrial materials in the milk.
对婴孩产生了很大的影响。
And it has a bad consequence on infants.
需要是纯净的灵奶。
It has to be pure milk.
今天我们领受主的话。
In the same way, when we receive the word of God,
我们向主祷告。
We pray to the Lord.
哦，我们要得着从主那里来纯净的灵奶。
Give us the pure spiritual milk from you.
今天我们在传扬福音。
So when we share the gospel with others,
我们传讲那纯正的福音。
We need to preach the pure gospel.
有的时候你觉得说这个神的爱是非常非常的重要。
Sometimes we feel that we need to emphasize on the love of God.
或者你讲到说这些福音朋友们他们有很多的需要。
Or your gospel friends have all kinds of needs in their life.
但是如果我们今天传的信息是告诉他们说这位神他爱你。
Yet if our gospel message is by telling people that God loves you,
你有什么需要你向他祷告。
Just pray to him for whatever needs you have.
他都会为你来成就。
And he will do it for you.
哎呀，我们带着一个很热切的心说，那你就要相信啊。
And with a great zeal, we urge them to believe in God.
但是弟兄姐妹。
But dear brothers and sisters.
这个不是纯净的灵奶。
That is not pure milk.
今天人如果得救了。
If a person is saved,
他发现说，其实神好像不是这样啊。
If he or she discovered that God does not answer every prayer he has,
他并没有答应我每一个祷告。
God did not accomplish things that I asked.
他并没有满足我所有的需要。
He did not satisfy my every need.
他是真的爱我吗？
Does he really love me?
今天有很多的时候我们如果传讲的不是纯净的
Therefore, if what we preach is not pure,
很多人得着的也不是纯净的
Then what people receive is not pure.
我们今天看见有好多的在无论各样的媒体上各种不同的信息
And for example, we see all kinds of news on media these days.
我们祷告主
We pray to the Lord.
今天神的儿女需要纯净的话语
What the children of God need today is pure word.
哦，需要纯净的灵奶。
Pure spiritual milk.
我们心向着主有一个单纯，有一个渴慕。
So to the Lord, we have a simple heart with great longing.
我们自己需要从主的话里面来得着生命。
We ourselves need to draw life from the word of God.
我们需要祷告主，让我们更深的认识他的圣言。
And we need to pray to the Lord that we can understand his holy words better.
那下面呢，我们也看到说他在希伯来书讲到说有一些人呢他们是只能吃奶
Yet in the book of Hebrews You see there's a group of people Who can only live on milk
在临前第三章第二节说我是用奶喂你们没有用饭喂你们那时你们不能吃就是如今还是不能
For example 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 2 says I gave you milk not solid food For you were not yet ready for itIndeed, you are still not ready.
保罗讲到哥林多这些圣徒们。
And that's Paul's referring regarding the saints in Corinth.
特别讲到他们有一些不成熟、一些幼稚的情形。
Their immature condition.
所以只能用奶来喂他们。
So he could only feed them with milk.
他们还没有到一个程度，他们能够来吃饭。
They were not mature enough to consume the solid food.
那这是一个只能吃奶的光景。
Therefore, their spiritual condition were people that can only consume milk.
那我们看见在提摩太后书第一章第十三节。
And in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13 says,
保罗在那里劝勉提摩太。
And Paul was encouraging Timothy,
要他将从保罗所领受那纯正话语的规模要用信心和爱心牢牢地守着。
Ask him to keep as the pattern of sound teaching from Paul with faith and love in Christ Jesus.
是的，在基督耶稣里用信心和爱心牢牢地守着。
Yes, keep them and with the faith and love in Christ.
那他这边讲到纯正话语的规模。
Here says the pattern of sound teaching.
一面当然就是纯正。
On one hand, it's very pure.
刚刚我们已经讲了要纯净的灵奶。
And we said that on one hand it's very pure.
那第二方面呢是讲到那一个全备。
And the second aspect is about that soundness, that comprehensiveness.
这就是规模的意思。
And that's what it means here.
所以奶呢是讲到那要纯净的。
And the milk speaks of that purity.
但你不能只吃奶。
But we should not be living on milk only.
那干粮呢是讲到那个话语的规模，讲到那个全备。
And the dry food, the solid food refers to the soundness of the word of God.
在一个小孩子他成长的过程中，
As a child grows up,
婴孩他需要奶。
At a stage of an infant, he needs milk.
他需要继续的发育。
He needs to continue to develop.
那我们都知道到了一个时候呢，父母要说帮孩子要断奶。
But you will come to a point that he needs to be weaned away from milk.
他要开始慢慢的改变。
He needs to gradually change his intake.
要能够吃干粮。
He has to be able to consume solid food.
所以我们就知道说不能只吃奶。
So we know clearly that we cannot live on milk alone.
今天有很多的情形人吃只能吃奶。
Yeah, there are many people who can only live on milk.
我们说神的话需要别人帮你消化了以后呢，他领受的，他发表了，你才能够来领受。
Which is like other people need to be able to understand God's word, digest it, and then provide it to you for you to receive.
但是我们需要长大。
Yeah, we need to grow up.
我们需要自己能够来到神的话语的面前。
We have to be able to come to the word of God ourselves.
圣灵今天住在我们的里面。
Because the Holy Spirit dwells inside of us.
他带我们进入一切的真理。
He is able to lead us into the truth.
带我们能够来明白神的话语。
To understand the word of God.
今天我们说需要有一个更深的渴慕。
So we need to have a deeper longing.
我们需要往前而去。
We need to make progress.
是的，要爱慕灵奶。
Indeed, crave for the pure spiritual milk.
那是讲到说我们爱慕神的话语。
The emphasis is on the word craving, loving and longing.
但是另外一个呢，讲到说这些人只能吃奶。
Yeah, you have another category that people can only.Drink milk.
那讲到说他们没有办法领受干粮。
Which means that they are not able to consume solid food.
或者说人的心里面好像不愿意去接受干粮。
Or they are not willing to take solid food.
那我们知道有许多弟兄姐妹呢，读到哪一段圣经，那他们就觉得哦，这个太难了。
And for example, when we read a word, some people will say, oh, this part is very hard.
好像这就跟我是没什么关系的。
And it has no, nothing to do with my life now.
一听到人家讲，哦，这是什么神永远的旨意。
When people talk about the eternal purpose of God.
啊，他说这个太高了。
He just say, oh, this doctrine is too high.
我需要的就是我今天怎么样来过生活。
All I need is what I can deal with my daily living.
我生活面对的各样的难处。
The difficulties I face today.
弟兄姐妹，如果今天我们读圣经只是照着我们的需要来做选择。
Dear brothers and sisters, if we read the Bible in a very selective way, only pick and choose what we need for my today's need.
我们还是只能吃奶。
Then we are people who live on milk alone.
我们需要主来扩充我们的肚量。
We need to ask the Lord to expand our capacity.
不能一直活在那个幼小幼稚的情况的里
面。We cannot stay in that immature state forever.
有许多时候我们也发现弟兄姐妹呢有一个情形。
And it's a very common phenomenon among Christians.
好像你在讲一个非常重要的真理。
Sometimes we are teaching a very, very important truth.
很多时候大家头都是低下来的。
And most of people have their heads down.
不是在记笔记。
Not taking notes.
但是呢，你讲到一个故事。
But then in your sermon, you talk about a story.
哇，头都抬起来了。
Suddenly their heads are lifted up.
兴趣都来了。
They got interest in what you're saying.
我们有的时候就是觉得说这个干粮是不容易吃的。
Therefore, it's hard to feed solid food.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们需要成长。
But brothers and sisters, we need to grow.
所以希伯来书告诉我们说，我们不能只是吃奶。
Therefore, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, we cannot stay in the state who lives on milk alone.
有一些神的话语，你看起来好像是不容易明白的。
Yes, their words of God seem to be hard to understand.
好像跟你生活并没有直接的关系的。
Or it has no direct relationship to our daily life.
但是它却是非常非常重要的。
Yet it is still very, very important.
今天所有的教导。
All the teachings,
那很多神的启示
all the revelations,
是要控制我们生活大大小小的事情
are there to reveal so that it can control how we live our life, big and small.
如果我们的眼目只是注视的，只是想要解决我们生活里面的所遇到的点点滴滴的这些事情
if our focus has been dealing with the things in our life,
你可能学会了这个方法，你得到了这句话，好像有一点帮助
Maybe you obtain one word from the Lord and that helps in that situation or you learn a method from God.
但是神的心意是要你一下子得着一个开启认识他的心意。
Yet God's desire is to open your eyes to see his heart.
他把我们提升到一个地步。
How he has elevated us to a degree.
将我们的地位呢是与主同坐在天上。
That is seated with him in heaven.
这不是一个抽象的一个观念而已。
This is not an abstract concept.
当你真正的认识了
，When you truly see that，
我们的生活会改变。
That understanding will change the way we live.
我们若认识神永远的心意
，If we truly understand God's eternal purpose on us，
今天你所遇到的各样繁琐的事情
，Then all the things we encounter on a daily basis，
哦，一下子你得着了答案。
Suddenly you have an answer for it.
一下子你得着了那个秘诀。
Suddenly you find the secret of going through it.
我们发现了人生的意义。
Then you find the purpose of your life.
弟兄姐妹，我们不能只是吃奶。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we cannot just live on milk.
只是选一些好像我觉得。能够接受的话，我就在那里读。
Or choose to read the word that I understand or I can accept.
我们认识到在神的话语的面前。
We need to know in the presence of His word.
他让我们得着的。
What God desires for us to have.
是纯净的。
Is pure.
是全备的。
Is sound.
所以我们需要再往前去。
So we need to proceed.
那第二个我们讲到说有一个不同的讲到回转像小孩子的样式呢那另外一个呢讲到婴孩的情形
The second set of comparison one is to be like a child versus the status of an infant
所以我们说这些比喻呢有的时候你讲说是要回转像小孩子
So on one hand the Lord wants to turn back like little children
但是呢另外一种比喻呢又讲到小孩子或者婴孩讲到生命的幼稚或者是讲到属肉体的情形
Yeah, on the other hand, little children refer to immaturity.
我们看见在马太福音第十八章第二节到第四节
In Matthew chapter 18 verses 2 to 4
耶稣便叫一个小孩子来使他站在他们当中说我实在告诉你们你们若不回转变成小孩子的样式断不得进天国所以凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的他在天国里就是最大的
Here says he called a little child and had him stand among them and he said I tell you the truthUnless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
所以主告诉我们说要回转像小孩子的样式。
Therefore, the Lord wants us to change and become like the little children.
但是呢他并不是让我们说我们变成一个像小孩子那样的无知。
Yeah, he doesn't mean to turn to the...Naive status like a child.
他让我们认识到说我们需要有一个谦卑的心。
Instead, he said, you need to be humble like this child.
我们知道我像小孩子一样我是无知的。
So we need to know, I'm like a child, I'm ignorant.
所以我需要追求认识。
So I need to pursue so that I can understand.
所以弟兄姐妹认识到主所讲的。
So understand what the Lord is saying here.
是的，我们需要回转向小孩子。
Yes, we need to change to be like little children.
哦，我们里面有一颗更深的渴慕。
So that we can have a deeper longing.
我们里面知道我的不足。
Understand how insignificant we are.
我里面是那样的需要认识基督。
How lack we are and how much I need to know Christ.
在我们的里面像小孩子那样的单纯。
So our heart can be as simple as a child.
哦，我们像小孩子那样子，我们就知道说我能够谦卑下来。
So we're able to humble ourselves before God.
不论你有多少的知识。
It doesn't matter how much knowledge we have obtained before.
就算是你有几个神学的博士。
Even you have hold several PhD degrees in theology.
照着我们所该知道的，我们还是不知道。
We still know nothing according to what we should have known.
知识叫人自高自大。
Knowledge only made people proud.
自己以为懂了。
Especially when we concern ourselves understanding it.
成为我们能够更多晋升的一个拦阻。
That actually has become a hindrance.That hinders from making progress.
你以为自己懂了，我们就在那里做一个教导人的。
And you thought you got it, and you start to teach others.
但是我们其实真正的来到神的面前，就知道说我其实有很多的地方我还是不懂的。
Yeah, if we have truly come to God's presence, then you acknowledge the fact that I really don't know enough.
求主给我们一个谦卑的心。
May the Lord humble us.
更深的渴慕。
And the create within us a longing.
哦，我需要更多的得着基督。
That we want to know more of Christ.
更多的认识基督。
And we want to obtain more of Christ.
更多的经历基督。
And I want to experience more of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，这是像小孩子的样式。
That's what I mean by returning like little children.
但是另外一面呢，如果是讲到一个小孩子所做的一个比喻。
On the other hand, when he uses the comparison as an infant or child.
那是讲到说一个婴孩他是属肉体的。
Which means this person is of flesh.
他是没有长大的。
And he hasn't grown up yet.
在哥林多前书第三章第一节。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1,
这边说，弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体的，在基督里为婴孩的。
Brothers, I cannot address you as spiritual, but as worldly, mere infants in Christ.
他特别用婴孩来做一个比喻。
Here he refers them as infants.
是讲到说这些属肉体的。
Means people of flesh.
那相对来讲是跟着属灵的来做一个对比。
And it's a contrast from spiritual people.
属肉体的或者是像婴孩一样的。
Being like an infant or being of flesh.
那特别是以自己为中心的。
Specifically refers to people who are self-centered.
我们看见一个婴孩。
Look at an infant.
他是非常直接的。
He's very direct.
那他所有关注的，做他的所有的观感呢，是以他自己为中心的。
And all his focus is very self-centered.
他有需要的时候，他就会哭。
He cries when he has a need.
所以他直接的表达出来。
And he will express that directly.
那所有的感觉是从他里面，他的接触的他的需要为一个中心。
All his feelings, all his needs, all his expressions stem from within. He is the center.
属肉体的人也是以自己为中心的。
In the same way, people of flesh is self-centered.
我觉得怎么样？
This is how I feel.
我的感觉是如何？
I feel this way, I feel that way.
那弟兄姐妹，今天在这个世代，
Dear brothers and sisters, in this generation,
有许多的教导是要人注重到以自己的感觉为中心。
Many teachings prompt us to pay attention to our own needs.
所以呢，我们就看见说，慢慢所培养出来的。
And you see that people that come out of that kind of teaching
是叫做圣经里面属肉体的。
Are people the Bible calls people of flesh,
或者另外一个字讲到说属魂的
or people of soul.
所以人在那里建造，或者是说把自己越来越膨胀。
So what people are building up is an inflated ego.
弟兄姐妹，我们要知道，这跟属灵的原则是相作对的。
And this is very opposite to the spiritual principles.
世界的原则要培养自己。
The principle of this world is to edify oneself.
属灵的原则要舍掉自己。
Yeah, the spiritual principle is to deny oneself.
所以我们看见有很多的教导看起来是蛮好的。
So a lot of teachings outwardly look great.
但是它跟属灵的原则是不一样的。
Yeah, it goes the opposite direction from the spiritual principles.
今天我们求主带我们更进深。
So we ask the Lord to take us deeper.
我们不是回到那个婴孩的那样的一个生命的情形。
So we do not return to the state of an infant.
我们不是要属肉体的。
Not the state of our flesh.
今天主要释放我们。
The Lord wants to set us free from that.
他制作我们，改变我们。
He's working on us and he's changing us.
他要得着的是属灵的儿女。
Because what he wants to obtain for himself is a group of spiritual children.
我们看见以色列的百姓。
Look at the Israelites.
他们经过神大能的手来拯救。
They have been saved by God's mighty hands.
他们看见了许许多多神大能的作为。
And they witnessed many mighty deeds of God.
我们看见一次一次的神迹。
And miracles occurred time after time.
哦，他们得着神的拯救。
And they were rescued very often.
他们经历到说神怎么样将他们从埃及，所有这些埃及人当中，他们是被分别出来的。
They truly experienced how they have been set aside from Egyptians.
埃及人所受的灾没有临到他们。
None of the disaster that happened to Egyptian happened to them.
神带他们过红海。
And God took them through the Red Sea.
神在旷野中每一站每一步他们都经历到神的拯救。
And they experienced God's saving grace every step of the way in the wilderness.
其实你看见他们天天在经历神迹。
Look at them. They experience miracles every day.
因为每一天有玛拿从天上降下来。
Every day, the manna came from above.
弟兄姐妹，这不是他自己耕种所出产的。
This is not the food out of their own labor.
这是神所供应的。
It was provided by God himself.
他天天经历神迹。
They experience God's miracle every day.
但是我们看见当以色列百姓遇到了一些挫折。
Yeah, we saw their condition. Any inconvenience, any struggles.
遇到了一些需要好像没有立时的满足。
Any needs that were not immediately satisfied by God.
他们就发怨言。
They would complain.
所以这个怨言是一个属肉体的人非常实际的表现。
And complaining is the symbol of a man of flesh.
今天我们需要看一看我们的生活。
So look at our own living.
我们平常是不是常常也发怨言？
Do we complain often?
主，你为什么没有听我的祷告？
Oh Lord, why didn't you answer my prayer this way?
主，你怎么让这件事临到我的身上？
Oh Lord, why did you allow this to happen to us?
弟兄姐妹，我们求主带我们长大。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters, we need to ask the Lord to help us grow up.
圣经让我们能够看见，我们不要停留在一个婴孩的情形。
Bible is teaching us, do not stay in the state of an infant.
我们说婴孩很可爱。
Yes, babies are cute.
很多弟兄姐妹得救的时候，大家都觉得，哇，真的是好可爱，他生命改变了。
In the same way, when people are first saved, we think they're so lovable. Their life has been changed.
我们感谢主。
And we thank God for that.
但是如果一个婴孩呢，他经过了好几年的时间。
Yeah, after many years,
他没有长大。
If that infant hasn't grown,
当你看到这样的孩子，你会不会觉得说他是有一些问题的？
When you see someone like that, you know there's a problem.
我们自己知不知道我们得救已经好久好久了？
So do we know how long we have been saved ourselves?
我们的生命有没有长大？
Have our lives grown?
圣经让我们能够看见，弟兄姐妹，不是那婴孩的情形。
And Bible tells us don't stay in the state of an infant.
保罗说到这些哥林多教会的圣徒，他不能把他们当作属灵的。
So when Paul referred to the saints in the church of Corinth, he said, I cannot regard you as mature spiritually.
他们是属肉体的。
Because you are people of flesh.
他们是属魂的。
And you are people of your soul.
他们在基督里面呢是为婴孩的。
You are infants in Christ.
求主拯救我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们需要长大。
Because we all need to grow.
所以在希伯来书第刚刚我们读到第十三节第五章十三节。
And in Hebrews chapter 5 verse 13 we just read,
他这边告诉我们说凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理因为他是婴孩。
Anyone who lives on milk being still an infant is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness.
十四节说唯独长大成人的。
And verse 14 says, but solid food is for the mature.
才能吃干粮。
Who by constant use,
他们的心窍习练得通达。
Have trained themselves,
就能分辨好歹了。
To distinguish good from evil.
神的心意是要我们长大成人。
God's heart is for us to grow up, to become mature.
叫我们从前呢，从吃奶的情形，一直能够到吃干粮的情形。
So we can grow from the condition of living on milk alone to be able to consume solid food.
从一个婴孩我们能够长大成人。
We can grow from an infant to a mature man.
那这是神的心意。
That's God's desire.
我们怎么样能够有这样的一个转变呢？
Now how can we go through a life changing like that?
所以在这一段圣经里面就让我们看见有几个点。
And in this passage, there are a few points for us.
所以讲到说熟练仁义的道理。
Here it says, to train ourselves,On the word of righteousness.
是公义的话。
And the teaching of righteousness.
然后第二个呢讲到说我们的心窍能够习练的通达。
And also, we can constantly use and train ourselves.
那这一个心窍特别就是我们的一个感知我们对于属灵事情的一个好像能够认识的一个器官。
And the part we need to be trained about is our senses.
那这一个是非常非常的重要。
And this is very, very important.
然后在希伯来书到了下一节第六章的第一节讲到说所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端竭力进到完全的地步。
And the next verse is in Hebrews 6:1 says, Therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity.
所以要离开基督道理的开端。
So we need to leave the elementary teaching about Christ.
这个离开并不是讲到说你就忽略了你就要离弃他了。
Leave doesn't mean abandon or leave behind.
乃是为着向一个更深的。
But from there, we need to go deeper.
更高的。
We need to go higher.
然后建立进到一个完全的地步。
So that we can go on to maturity.
就离开是为着能够进入。
We leave because we want to enter something greater.
要长大成人。
So we need to grow up. Okay.
首先我们要看见熟练仁义的道理。
The first thing we need to know is to acquaint ourselves with the teaching about righteousness.
是公义的话。
And that's the word of righteousness.
很多时候我们喜欢神他恩典的话神他爱的话
A lot of times we love to have the word of grace or the word of love from God
那这边特别是讲到要熟练公义的话
But he says acquaint ourselves with the teaching about righteousness
公义的话特别是关乎到神的行政
And the word of righteousness refers to God's governance
还有他行政的对付
and also the execution of his governance
有很多我们是不一定喜欢读的
and sometimes it's not something we like to read
我们常常讲说我们的神他是爱的神
and because we like to talk about God being the God of love
他蛮有恩典蛮有怜悯蛮有慈爱
full of grace, mercy and love
但是我们要知道我们的神他是公义的神
but we also know we need to know that our God is God of righteousness
特别在希伯来书我们看见有许多讲到神他公义的那一面
and especially in the book of Hebrews there are many places referred to God's righteousness
他有五次的警告
There are five warnings in this book.
我想这些警告都是很严厉的。
And these are very serious warnings.
它讲到我们的神乃是烈火。
It talks about our God is the consuming fire.
哦，我们的神他是那位行审判的神。
And he's the God that judges.
那我们看见最后神旨意的完成。
And we see at the completion of God's purpose.
是借着他的审判。
Is completed through his judgment.
今天我们要熟练神公义的话语。
Therefore, we need to acquaint with ourselves with the teaching of his righteousness.
像前面我们所讲的。
Just like what we just shared.
我们不只是要爱慕纯净的灵奶。
Not only we crave for pure spiritual milk.
那他也有讲到说我们不是只能吃奶。
On the other hand, we cannot live on milk alone.
我们需要吃干粮。
We need to be able to eat solid food.
今天我们不是只是拣选好像你觉得容易的。
Therefore, we don't just choose that's what's easy to do.
我们需要得着全备的话语。
Instead, we want sound teaching.
我们需要在生活里面来经历我们主他的生命他的引导。
We need to experience his life and his guidance.
有许多的时候你所遇到的环境。
Many times, the circumstance we encounter.
不是神不爱你。
It's not because God doesn't love us.
当我们读到圣经讲到说我的恩典是够你用的。
And when we read the passage saying, My grace is sufficient for you.
可能正是你遇到一个最大难处的时候。
And that words are given when you encounter the greatest challenge.
正是在保罗身上那个刺神并没有说听他祷告就把他拿走的时候。
And Paul was suffering because the sting on his body, but God did not answer his prayer by removing it.
但是我们需要这一个更大的恩典。
But what we need is a greater grace.
他是我们的主。
Knowing that He is our Lord.
这个恩典不是只是外面的帮助。
And the grace He gives to us is not just outward help.
他的恩典够我们用。
But it's sufficient.
这个恩典是他的自己。
And this grace is nothing but Himself.
前要的是祝福，今要主自己。
In the past, I pursued blessings.Now I pursue the Lord who gives blessings.
前面我们可能是祷告主的医治。
Before I ask for healing.
今天我们要得着这位赐医者。
Now I want the healer himself.
今天我们看见要认识这一个公义的话语。
So we need to understand and acquaint ourselves with the word of righteousness.
我们看见在神他执行他旨意的时候
So as God carry out his own purpose
他是主
He is the Lord
他是那位掌权者
He is the one that reigns
所以我们来到神的面前
So when we come to our God
我们服服
We submit to him
我们单单的敬拜他
And we just worship him solely
我们说主你来掌权
We say Lord you are in control
是的你在我们的家中你来掌权
You reign in my house
你在我们的身上你来掌权
You reign on me
在教会中你来掌权
You reign in your own church
我们尊主为大
We honor you as the Lord
哦，我们认识神他行事的法则
So that we know the principle of his governance
弟兄姐妹这是一个让我们能够长大成人非常关键的
And this understanding is very important how we grow
那第二个他讲到说心窍要习练得通达
Here it says By constant use have trained themselves
那这一个心窍
And here the senses have been trained
是讲到我们能够参透属灵事物的一个官能
And this is an organ that can understand spiritual things
也讲到是一个属灵的知觉
Also you can say that spiritual sense we have
那不止呢是在于我们心思的能力
And it's not relying only on our mind
也是我们属灵的悟性
But also our spiritual understanding
那这个是需要操练的
And this takes practice
所以我们第一个认识到说这些属灵的事情
So we need to understand the concerning spiritual matters
是的今天神要我们能够进入
God wants us to be able to understand it.
神要我们能够认识他的心意。
He wants us to know his heart.
要我们能够认识他做事的法则。
And understand the principle of his work.
说每一个真道都有他的奥秘。
And we say every truth has a mystery to it.
但是今天圣灵在我们的里面。
Yet, today, we have the Holy Spirit in us.
要带我们进入一切的真理。
And he is here to lead us into all the truth.
所以这个讲到说我们对于属灵的事情我们能够认识的一个观感。
So, here is a sense or an organ that can help us understand the things of spiritual things.
其实都在我们的里面。
So, all these are in us.
但是如果你没有经过操练。
But if you don't train yourself to use it.
我们不习惯来真的认识。
Then we are not used to come to know God.
我们习惯用我们天然的生命我们的思想我们的悟性我们来分析
And we are so well trained in using our intellect, our mind to understand spiritual things
很多时候这慢慢的演变成为一个属魂的人
Yet in that process, we actually gradually turn into a man of soul
一个属魂的人他可能也是可以很有知识
Yes, a man whose soul life is strong he can be very knowledgeable
他很可能他也能够讲出很多好的道理来
And he is able to deliver good teachings
但是他却不真的认识神
Yet many times a man like that doesn't truly know God
对于属灵的事情有的时候你说他好像是隔绝的
And he's like blind to many spiritual things
这可能就发生在我们身上。
And this can be happening on us right now.
哦，我们里面要有一个何等的警惕。
So we need to stay alert.
求主怜悯我们。
And ask for God's mercy on us.
我们知道说，弟兄姐妹，我们愿意来追求，我们来读神的话。
Yes, we love to pursue the word of God.
我们也读很多参考的书籍。
And we read a lot of reference books.
现在是一个知识爆炸的时代。
Now the knowledge and reference are exploding.
那弟兄姐妹有很多的机会能够接收到各样各样的资讯
And there are many ways we can receive different information
但是弟兄姐妹这些如果不能叫我们的生命改变
Yeah, brothers and sisters If this information cannot cause our life to change
如果把我们建造起来变成是一个属魂的人
End up to be building us up to be a man whose soul life dominates
那有一些时候反而成了我们能够被神使用的一个大的拦阻
And then this information become a big hindrance that God cannot use us
他要我们心窍习练的通达
Here says just constantly use them and train yourselves
那这一个习练的通达
And here to have your senses well trained.
特别能够分别什么是高的，什么是低的。
The result is that you can distinguish what is high, what is low.
他讲到说那个善与恶。
To distinguish good from evil.
特别讲到让我们认识到希伯来书讲到基督的超越。
And in the book of Hebrews, we know it talks about the supremacy of Christ.
我们里面习练的通达，我们里面会有一个分辨。
If our senses are well trained, then we're able to discern.
基督是超越亚伦的。
And we know Christ is higher than Aaron.
那基督呢，是超越所有旧约的。
And Christ surpasses the entire Old Testament.
我们看见那一个差别。
And that difference.
我们里面有一个分别。
So that we are able to discern.
这是成人的，这是婴孩的。
We are able to tell this is mature and this is of infant.
这是属灵的，这是属肉体的。
And this is spiritual, but this is of flesh.
我们里面需要有一个操练。
We need to train ourselves.
当圣灵在我们里面一下子让你能够有一些的感动或者是说有一点的认识
When the Holy Spirit inside of us suddenly revealed to us so that we have this prompting or this understanding
弟兄姐妹不要忽略圣灵的感动
Do not ignore the prompting of the Holy Spirit
哦，我们里面需要活在神的面前
We need to be living in the presence of God
信而顺从
We need to trust and obey
我们顺服圣灵里面的感动
We need to obey the prompting of the Holy Spirit
一下子你知道说我里面的这个感觉是出于我天然生命的
And you are able to discern that this prompting is out of my natural life
这不是出于圣灵的。
Not from the Holy Spirit.
我们愿意放下我们自己的感觉。
Therefore, we're willing to let go of our own feelings.
圣灵来教导我。
Says God, teach me.
让我能够真实的认识你的心意。
So that I can learn to truly know your heart.
弟兄姐妹，这都是我们在大大小小事事上需要来操练的。
Dear brothers and sisters, these are the things we need to practice.
因为这些事情你一忽略，它就过去了。
If you ignore them, they will just pass away.
我讲一句话，它不兑现，我也不在乎。
I promise something, but I do not fulfill. I don't care.
但你如果是一个认真的人
，But if you are very sincere.
这些可能是你一个操练的机会。
And this is the opportunity for you to practice that character.
我们当中呢，过去有一位姊妹，她的弹琴是非常非常棒的。
We used to have a sister among us who plays wonderful piano.
她钢琴后来拿了博士的。
And she actually has a PhD in piano playing.
你可以说替她弹奏，你说哇，她真的是有天分。
And you heard her playing piano, you say she is surely gifted.
但是你听他分享
Yeah, when you listen to her sharing
哦，他练到什么程度呢
You know how hard she worked?
他整个肩膀常常那个僵硬那个疼痛人家没有办法理解的
And the muscle on her shoulder are so stiff and causing her constant pain. This is something other people would not know.
是的，也许他真的有天分
Yes, she was definitely gifted.
他需要去熟练
But yet, she still needs to practice.
今天圣灵都住在我们的里面
In the same way, the Holy Spirit lives inside of us.
每一位神的儿女里面
In every child of God.
但是我们熟不熟练今天圣灵在我们里面的运行
But are we familiar with the movement of the Holy Spirit within us?
能够熟练的通达
And we need to train ourselves
我们能够认识属灵的事
To the point that we can learn or understand spiritual things
我们能够分别出基督是超越这一切的
And we can distinguish that Christ is surpassing all these things
我们分别出大人和婴孩的差别
And we can distinguish The mature versus the infant.
那个属灵的跟属肉体的不同。
The spiritual things versus the fleshly things.
就在我们的里面，弟兄姐妹，我们有一个更深的认识。
And the Lord is inside of us so that he can help us to know better.
然后他告诉我们要离开基督道理的开端。
So here it says, leave the elementary teachings about Christ.
那前面我们讲到说，他讲到圣言小学的开端。
And we just read another passage talking about the elementary truth.
还有讲到基督道理的开端。
And the elementary teachings about Christ.
那这些呢，特别就是指着福音的基本的一些要道。
Which means these are the basic, the fundamental truth.
那所相对的呢，我们说还有一个是叫做干粮。
And contrast to that is the solid food.
那这些基本的并不是不重要。
We're not saying this elementary teaching of Christ is not important.
这是根基。
These are the foundation.
根基非常的重要。
Which is very important.
但是今天如果你在建造一个房子
But if you are building something,
你说我打了一个非常扎实的根基。
If you are building up a building and you say, I have a...And deepen and make a solid foundation.
哦，这个根基是非常的稳固。
Very stable.
然后呢，我都很熟悉了。
And I know very well every part of the foundation.
但是你不能只有根基。
Yeah, you cannot just have the foundation.
这个建筑还要往上建造。
This structure needs to be built upwardly.
所以他讲到说，从吃奶的要进到吃干粮的。
That's why those who live on milk need to be able to grow into taking the solid food.
意思就是说，我们不能停留在这样的一个原初的情形。
Which means do not remain in the initial state forever.
那神要带我们继续的往前。
God wants us to take forward.
离开基督道理的开端。
To leave the elementary teachings of Christ.
那第六章讲到了一些情形。
And this chapter 6 of Hebrews talk about a few conditions.
我们求主在我们里面来吸引我们。
We ask the Lord to draw us close.
今天我们不是活在好像许多事我已经知道了。
So we don't live in a condition thinking that I know everything. I have already known.
或者是说我只需要这些足够我用了。
Or what I know is enough for me.
有些人讲到说，哦，这一节经节已经足够我一生来使用。
And some people like to say, you know, just this verse alone is enough for me for the rest of my life.
是的，有很多的话是真的是宝贵。
Indeed, many verses are precious.
今天我们不是说要离开，就讲到这些是不重要的。
So when we say leave, doesn't mean abandon these things, they are not important.
乃是告诉我们说，我们还要往前。
Instead, we're saying we need to make progress from here.
哦，我们在属灵的认识上面。
In the knowledge of spiritual things.
在神的话语上面。
In the word of God.
我们需要求主带我们。更进深。
We need to go further.
我们需要更多的来经历主。
We need to experience more of our God.
更多的得着主。
And obtain more of our Lord.
在中国有一句古老的话讲到说知之非奸行之为奸。
In Chinese, there's an old saying says, it's not hard to understand, but it's very hard to carry it out.
简单来讲就是知易行难。
Which means it's easy to understand, but it's hard to do.
说起来容易，做起来难。
It's easy to talk about, but it's very hard to carry it out.
但是逐渐的呢，这个产生了一个后果。
Yeah, this saying has a consequence.
人比较不愿意去做。
Which causes people are reluctant to carry things out.
人愿意得着很多的知识。
They rather obtain the knowledge.
说是容易的。
Because it's easy to talk about it.
那做是不容易的。
But hard to do it.
所以他们就避免这个做。
So people try to avoid carrying the knowledge out.
那我们知道国父呢，他要鼓励大家能够起而行。
Yeah, our national father tried to change that to encourage people to actually practice.
我们知道他提倡一个知难行易。
So our national father promoting this phrase, it's hard to understand, but it's easy to carry it out.
你要知道他的这个道理是很不容易的。
It may be hard to fully understand this knowledge.
去行呢却是容易的。
Yet when you try to practice, it's very easy.
他的目的是要人去行。
And his motive is to encourage people to carry things out.
其实两面呢都有他的道理。
Actually, these two sayings are very logical in their own way.
但也都是不完全的。
Yet they are not complete.
所以我们知道说有些时候弟兄姐妹的情形他不愿意深的去知他觉得知是难的。
So that's common among children to God. Sometimes some of us feel it's very hard to understand the word of God.
哦，我觉得这个道理太深了。
And this teaching is just too difficult.
啊，这些也许是给这些神学家或者是哪一些人的。
And these words are for the specialist.
我不可能去明白的。
I will never understand this.
所以就前面我们讲的，他只接受他能够吸收消化的。
So he or she would just choose what he or she can understand.
变成说只能吃奶的。
So they can live on milk alone.
那另外有一些情形呢，就讲到说，今天我觉得说这个要行太难了。
And yet there's another group of people thinking living out the truth is too hard.
圣经告诉我们走十字架的道路。
For example, Bible says walk on the way of the cross.
其实主不是把一个重的担子加给我们。
The Lord didn't say that so that he can put a heavy burden on us.
他特别告诉我们他的担子是轻省的。
Because he emphasized that his burden is light.
他的轭是容易的。
And his yoke is easy.
但是当我们一想到要走十字架的道路。
Yet whenever we think about, wow, walking on the way of the cross.
我们就说这个路太难了。
We'll say this is so hard to do.
常常弟兄姐妹你知道有了知识。
So many times we choose to have the knowledge.
但是我们不愿意去行。
But we're reluctant to practice it.
所以无论是这个难无论是那一个难。
Whether it's this one is difficult or that one is difficult.
我们知道圣经告诉我们在神没有难成的事。
Yeah, the Bible tells us in God, nothing is impossible.
今天我们若是靠着自己。
If we are making our own effort,
我们想要知那是难的。
Yes, it is hard to understand.
我们靠着天然生命我们不可能真的来认识神的。
Our natural life cannot fully understand God.
同样的今天如果我们靠着自己。
In the same way, if we rely on our own strength,
我们也不可能行的。
And we cannot practice or carry it out either.
无论是知易行难或者知难行易。
Whether it's easy to know, hard to do, or hard to know, easy to do.
在我们的身上靠着我们自己都是没有办法做到的。
As long as we are using our natural strength, we cannot do it.
我们需要来到主的面前。
So we need to come to our Lord.
我们说主啊，你来开我们的眼。
With the Lord, open my eyes.
你来夺我们的心。
Oh, captivate my heart.
你亲自引领我们往前而去。
Lead us personally to go forward.
我们不是满足于现在的情形。
I'm not content with my current condition.
我们不是满足于我现在的认识。
We are not satisfied with the knowledge we have at this point.
还要更多。
I want more.
更多认识基督。
I want to know more about Christ.
更多得着基督。
I want to receive more of Christ.
更多来经历他。
And I want to experience him more.
更多认识他的话语。
And I want to know more of his holy Word.
我们离开道理的开端。
I want to leave from the elementary teaching about Christ.
这个离开是为了进入。
I leave this initial stage so that I can enter into the next phase.
要进到完全的地步。
So that I can grow up.
今天神的心意是要我们长大成人。
And it's God's heart for us to mature.
要进到那一个完全的地步。
So that we can be fully grown.
弟兄姐妹，我们祷告主。
Dear brothers and sisters, we need to pray.
让他的心意能够成就在我们的身上。
Pray that his will can be accomplished on us.
他带我们从一个只能吃奶的情形，我们能够进到吃干粮的情形。
Pray that he will lead us from the state of living on milk alone to eating the solid food.
他改变我们从一个婴孩属肉体的情形。
Changes from the state of an infant to the state of flesh.
带我们能够长大成人
into maturity
成为一个属灵的人
to become a spiritual person
主正在这里来建造我们来工作在我们身上
Our Lord is working on us and building us right now
但我们需要认识我们需要愿意
But we need to understand that and also have the willingness
我们也为这个来祷告
and as well as pray for this
求主带我们进深
Oh Lord, take us deeper
进入他的大爱
into your great love
进入他的心意
into your heart
弟兄姐妹我们带着祷告的心一起来唱诗歌第273首
So with a prayerful heart let's sing this hymn together 273
进深进深
deeper deeper求主使我敬